Now we travel even farther south, far below the tip of India, to the island of Madagascar. That's where filmmaker and writer Celia Beasley is having her own adventures.
When my husband and I first moved to Madagascar, we had to make a choice. Live like expats or live like locals. Okay, that isn't exactly true. We weren't Peace Corps, we were living in the capital and working in an office. And though I was a little disappointed that we weren't living in a hut, I did appreciate the fact that our apartment had running water and electricity. But we did come here to be challenged in our lifestyle, and so we compromised. We kept our modern living amenities, but decided to drive a local car. And so we bought Orange Kelly. Kelly means small in Malagasy, and orange for the color. It's a Renault 4L, an adorable little car that looks like it drove right out of a 1960s French film. It's also one of the most common cars in Madagascar. Now, an expat driving a 4L gets major street cred. An expat driving a 4L is hardcore, with the people, not all high and mighty from behind the wheel of an air-conditioned Land Cruiser. Sure, a 4L will break down now and then, but fixing it is part of the adventure. Turns out we might have overestimated our desire for adventure. Our troubles with Orange Kelly started the day after we brought it home. First it wouldn't start. Then it wouldn't stay on. Then the gas pedal fell off. Then the gas gauge stopped working. Oh, we got the local experience all right. Soon I was just like any other Malagasy driver, running out of gas going up a hill and then rolling backwards down the hill into a gas station. To most Westerners, this thing is ready for the junkyard. But to your average Malagasy, it's just a car. And so, as far as cars are concerned, we have an authentic Malagasy experience. I've learned how to clean the carburetor in the middle of the street. I've watched a mechanic jack up the car with a tree branch and a pile of rocks. It's an experience, all right, and I'm proud that I've overcome the challenges of a local car. But after the 30th breakdown, I'm ready for that Land Cruiser. Orange Kelly is no longer an exciting test of my mettle. It's a pain in the neck, just as it is for the Malagasy. They don't drive cars like mine for the adventure of breaking down. They drive them because it's all they can afford. And they're irritated if I cause a traffic jam with Orange Kelly, when I can clearly afford a better vehicle. We bought Orange Kelly because it felt unfair to drive a nice car when so many local people don't have that option. But it's a fine line between solidarity and condescension. I'm not a tourist here. I'm part of this community. And in a place where so many things don't work, and the people and the government don't have the means to fix them, maybe the least I can do as a wealthy outsider is not to cause more traffic problems out of a desire for adventure. Am I being a patronizing expat, playing at hardship like Marie Antoinette, so that I have fun stories to tell my disbelieving friends back home? Despite all these issues, we haven't gotten rid of Orange Kelly. Yet. But every time we get it fixed, I ask myself, why am I putting up with this? Maybe it is for that feeling of superiority when I see an expat pulling out on their Land Cruiser. Or maybe it's because deep down, I do think I have something to learn from experiencing what it's like not to have everything be easy all the time. Or maybe it's for the approving nods and the rush of pride when I tell people, yeah, I drive a 4L.
You can see a photo of Celia's challenging car at our website, that's npr.org.